this is a very, very special service at St. Connell's Graveyard. And on Sunday, we hope to remember the patients that are buried in this graveyard from 1868 to 1902. And I suppose the area is a very special one, and I came across it just by chance in April last year. And I have to say, a great team of us pulled together, and we've done nothing major to it. We've just, you know, fixed the pathways, put on gates, the pillars, because we don't want it to develop into an area where in 5 years' time it goes back, you know, and is neglected. And it has always been looked after, but we need people to be aware of the, from my perspective, the part that the patients away back in 1868 to 1902, they effectively built and made a major impact into St. Connell's Hospital. And we as a community need to come out and remember them. And I suppose celebrate the commitment that they made to the hospital that we all know of today.
And you played a very key role in developing this graveyard into what it is now and enhancing it and so on. I'm sure you're delighted with the progress that has been made on it.
I'm absolutely delighted, and I'm very proud, and I have to say, when I came on, I became quite emotional about it, and it's a very special area. And when you go up into it, there is something special about the whole graveyard area. Yes, I'm very proud of it, and I'm also proud of the fact that the HSE, the Estates Management and the Mental Health Services, when I wrote to them initially, that they wrote in behind it, as did the Letterkenny Tidy Towns and the Letterkenny Men Shed Group. And of course, along the way, made contact with the local historian, Hugh Devlin from Manor. So we have a great wee team, and we've done Trojan work, and we're all voluntary as well. But it's a very special place, and I really would invite the people of Donegal to come along and join us on Sunday. And it's going to be a short service. And we have to remember as well that from research and going through documents, and with Hugh's help as well, and with Neve Brennan and Donegal County Council, there's approximately 1,180 patients buried in that graveyard, and they deserve to be remembered.